Imagine growing up in Corinth, a bustling city where there's always something new to see or hear. Life is fast-paced, diverse, and exciting, not too different from our lives here. There is wealth everywhere you look, a place where influence, power, and thought from around the world converge, right here in one city. There's a man named Matthew who lives here with his family. Paul had come to visit Matthew's family a couple years ago. Paul shared the gospel with them, and they believed. Matthew committed his life to Christ, was baptized, and received the Holy Spirit. His family became members of the local church, where they have been involved every week since. But time has passed, and Matthew begins to wonder, is this good news all there is? Maybe Paul missed something. It just seems too simple now that I've matured in my faith. Surely the next step of mature faith is growing in wisdom, and I've outgrown the elementary wisdom of the gospel. I just need something more. After all, the world is full of wisdom. So Matthew begins to seek the wisdom of his culture, just a few philosophical ideas to enrich the wisdom he already has. This is, after all, a city of wisdom and innovation. He listens to the philosophers, whose complicated wisdom seems to be just what he needs to enrich his own faith. Matthew brings it back to his church family, excited to share the wisdom he has learned. The church is excited to hear these ideas, as they also desire to be wise. Before they know it, the entire church is pursuing with wisdom of the world instead of listening to the Spirit. They are growing in knowledge and numbers and are so excited about the success of their church. But within the walls, there's division and splintering. They think they are spiritual, but they are no longer preaching Jesus. They are missing the wisdom of God within and around them because they are thinking on an earthly plane rather than a spiritual one. So what does Paul say to the Corinthians? Let's read 1 Corinthians 2, 6-16. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths and spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. And he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Paul spends most of his letter to the Corinthians addressing the Corinthians' specific problems, but it is all based on the ideas that Paul lays out here in the beginning. Like all of us, the Corinthians desire to be wise, to have more insight into who God is, what God thinks, and what God wants me to do. Paul shares with the Corinthians about wisdom and the Holy Spirit within them to help them redefine their own understanding of spirituality. Paul first writes to them about the nature of wisdom. What is wisdom, anyways? Wisdom is the understanding that comes as a result of that information. It is applying what we know to how we work, relate, suffer, and live. Wisdom is the spectacles through which we perceive life. The wisdom of this world is ever-changing. Each new progressive generation flies right past the previously ignorant generation that didn't have as much insight, knowledge, or technology. And each new generation offers new voices, rulers who will influence the beliefs and behavior of the masses. This includes political leaders, social leaders, religious leaders, business leaders, even reality TV stars, all claiming to be wise. And left to themselves, humanity will allow these voices to shape how they view the world and reality. We think we are big. We think we're in control. We think we are wise. We think we know how our God works. But we are finite creations, and there is a depth of wisdom to our Creator that cannot be comprehended by finite humans. Because of this, Paul completely rejects human wisdom as a source of power to change or save. He instead preaches a different kind of wisdom, true wisdom, the wisdom of God that is given to us by the Holy Spirit. Paul contrasts the wisdom of the world with the wisdom of God. While the gospel is preached in everyday language, there is a depth of language that is only available to us as followers of Christ. The wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives us is only for those who follow Jesus. The mature are those who accept the foolishness of the cross as wisdom and reject the wisdom of the world as foolish. This wisdom is rooted in Christ and available to us as we mature into spiritual people who are seeking relationship with God. What wisdom are we listening to? The wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives us is mysterious. The Spirit does not answer every question we ask, but the Spirit does give us the answers we need. God's wisdom does not always satisfy our intellect, emotion, or experience. Instead, wisdom often confronts it. The wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives us is hidden. If God's wisdom could be understood by the educated, powerful, or wealthy, Jesus would have never had to die. God's wisdom cannot be discovered, achieved, or obtained by our own efforts. God must reveal it. The wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives us was decreed before the ages for our glory. Unlike the world, God's wisdom does not pass away with each generation. It is eternal. It does not change because it was founded before the world began. Paul then addresses the source of wisdom that the Corinthians are seeking. Spiritual maturity is different than any other kind of maturity. Physical maturity happens naturally. Intellectual maturity happens through education and knowledge. Likewise, someone matures emotionally through life experience. But the experience of becoming and maturing as a Christian is completely different. Christian birth is anything but natural. The call of Christ speaks life into that which is dead, opens eyes which are blind, and removes a heart of stone, replacing it with a heart of flesh. The Holy Spirit dwells within the believer. God's wisdom is known only by the Holy Spirit, and it is the Holy Spirit who reveals God's wisdom to us. The presence of the Holy Spirit sets us apart from non-believers. The Spirit resides in our hearts, and the Spirit is not silent nor passive. The Spirit does what Jesus said he would, helping teach all things and remembering everything Jesus did and said. Just as Paul was reminding the Corinthians, we must remember that Christian growth is not moving beyond what is elementary, but seeing and remembering what is elementary, taking it deeper into our hearts and applying it to our lives. Just because we have access to the Spirit doesn't mean that we will understand all spiritual things. The Spirit gives us a language to share what wisdom is given from the Lord alone. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him, these are the things God has revealed to us by the Spirit. Paul references Isaiah 64:4 to remind us that God's wisdom is past our understanding on our own. This scripture isn't about things waiting for us in heaven, although it is true that we can't begin to comprehend what is after our time on earth. It is about the glorious things that have been revealed by the gospel here and now. God has revealed these things to us that we cannot comprehend through the Holy Spirit. They belong to a present state, not the future. Before the life and ministry of Jesus, God's people had only a vague understanding of Jesus' glory, work, and what it would do for God's people. They couldn't understand it ahead of time. But even though that knowledge was unattainable by human wisdom and investigation, the Holy Spirit now tells us about God and His wisdom. We can only guess what God is thinking until we, through the Holy Spirit, are told by God, even the deep things. The world's wisdom cannot see, hear, or imagine God's purposes in Christ. There are many in the world who propose to be God, but only the Holy Spirit can reveal the heart of God. As we possess the Holy Spirit in our hearts, the Spirit searches the depths of God and knows all there is to know, God's thoughts, desires, plans, and the Spirit reveals these things to us. The Holy Spirit is not something for you and I to achieve. It is a relationship that we receive. The Holy Spirit communes with us. We can talk, listen, be comforted by, be helped by, even grieve with the Spirit. The Spirit will lead us in the way of eternal life if we listen and follow. We all desire to be wise and to have more insight on who God is and what God wants us to do. But being spiritual is more than just memorizing verses, understanding theology, and serving. It is walking with, living by, and learning from the Holy Spirit. God has given us His Son. He has given us His Spirit, eternal life, hope beyond the grave, His love. But we only understand these things because God has given us His Spirit. Jesus Himself said that the Spirit would lead us into all truth, and Paul is reinforcing this message to us and the Corinthians. So how will we know if we are wise? Paul compares a worldly man to a spiritual man for the Corinthians. This worldly man is where we start life. There is nothing beyond material needs and nothing to hope for beyond the earth. Why pursue God when you can make money or have fun? To this man, the spiritual life is foolishness, and the cross is little more than a tragedy. But this man cannot understand the things of God, even if he wanted to, because he does not have the Spirit within him. Even we as Christians sometimes revert back to this man. When our only concern becomes what works or the bottom line, we are not spiritually discerning, even if we are saved. So who is wise? Our world would attribute wisdom to money and power, to education and knowledge. Worldly wisdom lives for the moment. Worldly wisdom is driven by arrogance and results in dissonance. Worldly wisdom is concerned with self-preservation and demands one's rights at the expense of others. Worldly wisdom fights back. Worldly wisdom takes the easy road of division, manipulating control over people and circumstances. But really, asking who is wise misleads the bigger issue. What does the secret wisdom of God produce? Because spiritual wisdom is always drawn from the cross. Spiritual wisdom lives for the eternal, knowing that there is more to life than living and dying. Spiritual wisdom is shown through humility and results in harmony. Spiritual wisdom sacrifices self and one's own rights for the good of others. Spiritual wisdom finds forgiveness and prays for the enemy. Spiritual wisdom finds and maintains the road that brings unity, relinquishing control. Yesterday, we heard the heartbreaking news of the anger and violence in Charlottesville. We heard of men and women seeking their own rights at the expense of their neighbors. Yet in the midst of the chaos and pain, there was a group of clergy and counter-protesters who chose to gather and pray. They chose peace as they loudly sang "This Little Light of Mine" over the profanity and the racist slurs. Which wisdom are we choosing? These instructions about wisdom and the guidance of the Holy Spirit were the basis for the entire letter to the Corinthians. Before Paul began to address their issues, he first reminded them of how God's wisdom was completely different from the wisdom of the world. They were seeking wisdom. They were just doing it in the wrong way. It wasn't that God's wisdom was elementary and that the world would fill in the rest of the wisdom they needed. God's wisdom ran deep, and all believers had access to the wisdom of God through the Spirit dwelling in them. It is here, in this wisdom, that Paul encouraged the Corinthians to live and work from. Paul knew that those who were spiritually mature and wise would desire nothing more than to know and love Jesus, to be like Jesus, and to be with Jesus. It is this wisdom and relationship that can transform lives and the church. So which wisdom will you act on? It is our choice whether we follow the wisdom of the world or if we listen to the Spirit within us and act on that mature spiritual wisdom. May the Spirit give us the wisdom to make the right choice. So we thank God for what He has made known to us by the Spirit. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But these things God has revealed to us by His Spirit.